Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel from Heart City Church. In light of Hurricane Laura, which is currently hammering the South, I believe it's fitting to press pause on this week's topic to consider how we should respond and also to pray for those affected. So how would Jesus want us to understand this natural disaster? In Luke 13, Jesus was asked about recent tragedies that had taken place. One being a tower that had collapsed, killing 18 people in Jerusalem. Jesus, what about this seemingly random catastrophe that has impacted all those lives? Jesus looks these folks square in the eye, and he says in verses 3 to 5, "You will all die as miserable a death unless your hearts are changed. You remember those 18 people who were killed at Siloam when the tower collapsed upon them? Are you imagining that they were worse offenders than any of the other people who lived in Jerusalem? I assure you, they were not. You will all die as tragically, unless your whole outlook is changed." Does Jesus' words shock you? Here we are in calm Indiana, witnessing a natural disaster devastating other Americans. In essentially the same situation, we can be wondering why, and Jesus calls us to wake up and turn to God, lest we end up dying just as miserably. Do you hear Jesus' concern for you? Hear the compassionate heart of Jesus calling you right now. When calamities come, God is first saying, wake up to the unreality around you. We call hurricanes and such natural disasters, but we should call them unnatural disasters. God created this world good. But mankind has turned from God, and now we all stand under his wrath and curse for our sin. Unnatural disasters and all their tragedies remind us that our day is coming. Last Sunday, a man who I knew well in high school was murdered. Here are corrections to the outlook that tomorrow is guaranteed. Jesus is calling us to a heart change. We've been talking this week about the idols that steal us away from the living God. Let me ask you, is your heart sensitive to the purpose for which God put you on earth? Are we living in such a way that we would expect to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into your master's happiness"? If not, give Jesus access into your heart by confessing and asking for his help. A second heart change would be to take in others' suffering. To weep with those who weep. Consider what it would feel like to be suddenly evacuated and to return in the coming days to find your world has been torn completely apart. Perhaps your roof is blown off, your possessions are wrecked and they're deposited throughout the neighborhood. Maybe your basement has 5 feet of water. Perhaps folks you know have died. We need to weep and to pray for them and perhaps help if we have the means. Hurricane Laura should humble us. Destroy our pride. But for the grace of God, there go I, should be our attitude as we see our neighbor's plight. We need to see God's mercy and then live in light of seeking God's direction and living then with that joy that he has given us another day to glorify him. We need to see the evidence of God's great love for us, which is not your life, by the way. The evidence of God's love for you is Jesus' life. Remember that Jesus went through the greatest storm ever at Calvary's cross. Jesus lost everything as he hung there naked on the cross, and he received the judgment that we deserved, the greatest of all unnatural disasters. And Jesus entered into that storm for you and I. His heart for you and for me led him to endure the forever storm and then to conquer death, so we need no longer fear it. If we belong to him, that is the good news, the gospel. And remember, it's not just for you. Hurricane Laura is just another 2020 reminder that things are not the way they should be. So share Jesus' heart with other hearts that are less certain about the future now and perhaps hungry for good news. Jesus has more than enough love to go around, and he wants many more to know his joy. That is part of remembering who you are and who you belong to. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son into this stormy world to live the life I haven't, and to die the death I deserved, and to conquer all the enemies I never could, sin, death, and the devil. Forgive me for my failure to live in your world as I should, and for living as though my life belonged to me and not to you. I turn to you now and ask that you will strengthen me by your Spirit, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, and that I will remain rooted and grounded in his love all of my days. We pray for protection for all of those who are being impacted right now. We pray for first responders. We grieve over the destruction of property, but more, we grieve for the eternal souls of men and women. We pray that you will protect them and save them, and that their sorrow might be turned to joy. We pray that love for neighbor will be on display, neighbor love that will transcend all the political, economic, and racial dividers. Lord, we are a nation torn apart in 2020. Rescue us not only from the storms, but rescue us by them. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing up in every storm, and grant that we might be the conduits and dispensers of your grace and mercy the rest of our days, starting today. In Jesus' name. Amen.